When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Wherever you are, go ahead and share tonight's episode with someone, with a friend. And if you're driving in your car, let someone know where they can hear TMG.
It's time to get on board. TMG is taking off.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. I enjoy discovering and sharing real-life moments of inspiration from everyday people. And this show is about finding moments of inspiration for our everyday lives. And look, and if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to a brand new episode of TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. Guys, before we get started, you know how we like to do this, guys. Don't forget to visit, share, and like our YouTube page. That's Tell Me Something Good with a capital T. And as always, I want to give a huge shout out to my biggest supporter, my biggest fan, my lovely wife, Nicole. Hey, girl, how you doing? I know you're watching. I know you're listening. Man, I am excited to be here today. And people always ask me, Travis, is your excitement genuine? Is it real? Ask my wife, who has to wake up to somebody who's on 10 every day. Yeah, she'll tell you it is real. I'm like this everywhere I go. Now, listen, I know how to ring it in, but I stay this way all the time. I've been depressed too many times in my life, and I made my mind up. I'm not going back there again. I'm so excited to be here. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're joining in, man, and to watching and you're listening to the show. Come on in. Join everybody. Listen, guys, I'm so excited, so glad that you're here, that you're joining us tonight. So much, so happy. Oh, guys, everybody knows if you are listening to this show for the very first time, whether you're listening in the Philippines or in China or in Japan, or maybe you're in Canada or the UK or South Africa, wherever you are listening for the first time, let me take this moment to tell you thank you. I'm so glad you're here. And maybe you said, Travis, man, this isn't my first time listening to your show. I appreciate you for listening to the show. Now, everybody knows that this show is all about finding moments of inspiration in our everyday life. So if you have an inspiring story that you would like to share and maybe come on a show, drop us an email at tellmesomething21@gmail.com. And you say, Travis, man, listen, I know someone that would be great on your show. But I don't want to come on a show because I'm a little, drop us an email at tellmesomething21@gmail.com. And you can even remain anonymous if you'd like. See, you don't have to come on a camera. Listen, everybody knows we have a few affiliate sponsors here that help sponsor the show. So, guys, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to visit our sponsors. Their information will be in the chat. As a matter of fact, it's right there right now. I'm going to play some information so that we can play that sponsorship information after that we come back. And we're diving into this show because this show is going to be good. You don't want to miss this one. Come on back now. Don't go nowhere. Walmart is a proud associate sponsor of TMG Tell Me Something Good podcast. Please use the special link, bit.ly/ Tell Me Something Good, and visit our sponsor. Remember, I may earn a commission when you buy through this link. Fanatics is the place to go for all of your officially licensed sports gear from your favorite sports and sports teams. Use the special link, bit.ly/ Tell Me Something 21, and pay a visit to our sponsor today. Remember, I may earn a commission when you buy through this link. There it is. Thank you so much, guys. Please visit one of our affiliate sponsors. The link is right there in the chat. Guys, if you get it, guys, I'm excited about today's episode. I really am. It's April, and I know you're wondering what that is behind me. Guys, if you didn't know, April is World Autism Awareness Month. Guys, listen, around 1 in 36 children has been identified with autism in the United States, according to the CDC. Well, guys, listen, that's around 1% of the world's population has autism spectrum disorder. Now, that's more than 75 million people, according to research conducted by the CDC. If you're not sure what that is, it's like 1 in 100 children are diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder. Now, we can do our part. We can spread the word of awareness, inclusion, and equity by discovering ways to help in our local areas. Guys, listen, let me tell you, tonight's episode is going to be great. If you have not caught tonight's episode, guys, tonight's title, guys, is entitled School Days. Yeah, School Days. I don't know what school was like for you growing up, but elementary school was pretty cool for me. But yeah, I do understand that elementary school can be quite challenging for children and parents alike. When I think about school, man, some things kind of come to mind. Man, the smell of finger paint. Yeah, the rustling of tiny feet in plastic chairs kind of come to mind. And that all but forgotten and familiar clouds of chalk dust that fill the air. No doubt, these images conjure up memories for many, the days we spent in our earliest moments of school. Now, even if you were homeschooled, you still remember what it was like to write or given this generation, type your first word or type or write your name for the very first time. But for school-age children around the world who have autism, who are on the spectrum, their first days can look quite differently. Man, I'm joined today by this person. They're not a stranger to the show, right? I'm joined today by our very special guest, who is no stranger to the show, guys, and no stranger to the challenges of new first moments, and certainly not a stranger to the show. Guys, she is a caring mother and first entrepreneur, guys. Let's give a huge TMG welcome, guys, from Miss Kimberly Pittman. Kimberly, come on this screen, girl. Tell everybody how you doing, Kim?
I'm good, Travis. How you doing?
I'm a little excited, Kim, just a little bit.
That's fine, Travis. This is my second year, so first and foremost, I just want to thank you, Travis, for inviting me back again.
The first time we had such a wonderful time on the show, you shared some great information about your wonderful daughter, Kinsley, who we know is off screen. So we're going to bring Kinsley on later, guys. I promise you we will.
Please.
But You shared some. I know. Listen, I know. Trust me. I know. You shared some wonderful information with us last year, so there was a no-brainer to you bringing you back on the show. And I know a lot of things have changed in a year's time with you and Kinsley, so we had to check back up and see how things were going.
Okay.
All right. So Kim, it's nice to have you back here as always with us. I'm excited and thankful. You accepted the invite to come back. So, look, I got to ask you, can you believe that it's been a year?
Yeah. That year is, it's been a long time, but we're going to get into that in a minute, okay? With these questions, because I know the questions are going to start coming in a minute, Travis. But this year, I can say, has been an eye-opener. Patience. And I'm going to say blessings, but I don't really know how to put it, Travis, because I don't want to give you too much detail, but let's just say I made a prayer board and everything is coming to pass, and it's mind blowing, Travis.
Awesome. We got to dive into this, guys. We got to dive into this. I can't believe it's been a year, to be honest with you. It didn't seem like it. Things have seen a progress so well with you since your time here in discussing and sharing an important topic of children on the spectrum. You did a wonderful job in doing that. What has changed for you and your daughter, or Kinsley, in this year? What changes have you guys have had incurred to had to deal with in this year?
Well, the
first time we talked.
Kinsley graduated, let's say, daycare.
Okay, congratulations.
Yes, she graduated daycare. And she's now going to an actual elementary school.
Okay, wow, that's good.
We closed on our home back in August.
Awesome, congratulations.
Thanks,
man. So, a new homeowner.
Yes.
A milestone for both of you and you. But now Kinsley is in a school, a public school.
Yes.
She's in a public school. And how did that make you feel as a parent?
Yeah. What?
She's going from this to this.
Right.
That's a huge leap.
Yes.
That's a huge leap. And yes. It's big. It's a big world for you.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a bigger world for her.
Right.
So that's got to make you feel like, okay, all right. So I got to ask you this. What were some of the transitions or adjustments you had to make as a mother to prepare yourself and Kinsley for school, seeing that she's going to be now in public school with all kind of different dynamics around her now, coming at her? What were some different transitions that you had to make as a mom and Kinsley also had to make?
Well, first and foremost, my career, my job. If anyone don't know, I'm in the dental field. I've been a dental assistant for 7 years now. And, you know, I had to make that transition with the hours. Like, I want to be their mom to take her to school. I want to be their mom to pick her up from school. So you know, I just had to talk to my doctor, you know, get something situated, because at the end of the day, you know, I'm a parent first. You know, I'm a parent first. If anyone knows Kinsley, she's very hyper and energetic. So me being scared of her being introduced to new peers, I wasn't worried about that. That was not my concern. It was just, okay, like, how long is it going to take for her to eat? You know, is she going to be in special ed class? You know, because they have a certain you know, they get out of class, or that's in their own class all day, every day. So that was my main thing with her going to a new school, you know, with the transitioning. I also wanted to inform the whole school. I wish I could have got on the intercom to let everyone know, hey, you know, kids lost, and, you know, I'm gonna need you guys to watch her more, you know, pay attention. You know, I just needed everyone on board. Everyone who is going to be taking care of her, I just need everyone on board. That's all. Yeah.
Okay.
I just wanted everyone aware. That's it.
So those are some of your biggest concerns and your, I would say, biggest concerns or biggest fears. Is that she would have had the proper care and the proper attention given to her. I heard you mention that, you know, even the small things like how long would it take her to eat? Because they know they're given a certain time to eat, you know, because you got to go back to class, you got to get into it, and you got to go get into it. So, and you even look into your job, you know, you even made transitions there and made changes there. So there are changes to be made. So when someone's on the spectrum, what you're saying is that we have to be willing to make those changes that are necessary for school-aged children who are going to public school, who are not going to be homeschooled or private school, and they're going to public school. A lot of people have to be involved, not just the parents, not just the immediate educators, but the principal, vice principal, anyone that may come in contact with your daughter, with Kinsley, or with anyone on the spectrum. So you have to kind of increase your circle of support with her.
Because it takes a village to take care of someone with a disability. It's not just, you know, me, her dad, you know, our parents. It takes a village to take care of someone. So,
Right. Mm-hmm. Wow. The thing is this, you know, when you think about it, Kim, you at this point, you can't be afraid. You can't be scared or ashamed or ask for help. You have to go ahead and step out there because the child is dependent upon you, you know, to set that circle for them of safety. Really what it is a circle of safety for them. So you have to step out and you can't be afraid and say, well, I don't want to ask this person. I don't want to say this. He said, you want to get on the loudspeaker and tell everybody, hey, look, everybody in this school need to understand.
Because I've only been doing this for 4 years. Kingsley's four. So I've only been doing this for four years. There are some teachers who've been doing this for 20 years. So why not get the experience, you know, that she needs or that I as a parent. So,
Right. Absolutely, because you can gain from them as well. You can gain from them as well. Like with any school age child, any about school. When I say school age guys, we're talking, you know, preschool on up. We're talking school age. You know, and there are people that we know that are listening right now. You may have school age children who are on the spectrum, and you may be wondering: should you homeschool them? Should you take them to public school, private school? That's your choice. You have to make that call.
Correct.
Yep. But we're talking about some young, you know, children who are school age and they're going to public school. That can be a huge transition for someone on the spectrum. I don't know if it's more for the parents than it is for the child. I think more so sometimes I think more so for the parents because they're worried about their child all day. When you think about the things that happens in public school, your mind is frantic. I can't even begin to imagine, you know, that some of the emotions you might be feeling. Like with any school age child, getting them ready for school can be a job. My kids in the morning, they were little, getting them ready for school. Oh my God, that was a whole job all by itself. Getting them ready to just get up and get going. What were some of your challenges and how do you approach them with Kinsley?
Well, challenges are, of course, in the morning.
Cause this is not daycare now. This is school. You know, it starts at a certain time.
So, of course, I wake up before Kinsley, and Kinsley still asleep. So I get her dressed while she asleep. I've been doing that. Okay. She's been in daycare. So yeah. So that's my little technique. I get her ready while she asleep. Since she's a girl, you know, I already do her hair at night, and I tie it down. So. In the morning, sometimes she'll want a little snack. So to calm her down, no, Kinsley, to calm her down, then I will get her a snack. Okay, Kinsley, you want to say hey?
Hey.
Okay, say everybody hey.
Hey.
Okay. Okay.
Mama, what up, Kinsley?
Okay, let mama work, okay?
Mama, I'm going to blue again.
Okay, just a second, okay? Mama. Okay. Kinsley, okay. Are you happy? Okay, go sit down, please. Yes, so a challenge again is when Kinsley does not want to get up in the morning, she'll throw tantrums. And I would have to find her, let's say, like the best way to calm her down as a parent. Getting her out the house and to the car, you know, riding, you know, of course she has her tablet. That's her safe, that's her safe place, is her tablet. And you know, Kinsley, like I said, she's a jolly child. When she knows she's down the street from school, she's yelling, Miss Ashford, Miss Ashford. That's her teacher name. You know, she knows all of her therapist's name. So Kinsley, you know, she's excited. You know, some days be tantrum days, some days be happy days. But you know, I just roll with the punches, Travis.
You know, what I like, Kim, is that when you have school age children and they're on a spectrum, there's no difference. You know, they're just a child, and they're gonna be a child 24/7. So we hear Kinsley in the background because Kinsley being a child 24/7. Let me tell you something. Kids know when you're on the phone, and you get on the phone, that's when they start calling and talking to you. Kids are kids 24/7. I don't care what it is, what's going on. They don't care. And I love that. It's beautiful, Kim. It's absolutely beautiful. So you set up a whole pattern. Yeah. So you have to set up a pattern for how you deal with what would be everyday, you know, struggles that any parent that's watching this and listening to this already know how tough it is getting that child up and getting to go to school. You already know. And so you set up a pattern of how you do things to go ahead and overcome that challenge that would be there for. So what I hear, it takes a lot of planning.
Yes. Same day. I'm not going to say same day routine, but like getting her dressed while she's asleep. Oh, yeah, that's most definitely same day. Like I have to get her, like waking her up and not having her dressed. Yeah, she's going to know something off. Yeah, like.
So when children are on the spectrum, what I hear is that an established routine. Correct. Helps.
Yeah.
So, and you just said with Travis, when something is off, she knows when something is off. So you have to have an established routine.
Yes.
And if any interruption in that routine can throw it off.
Yes. Is that, like when she's not ready to get up, she will throw a tantrum. When she's not ready to go to sleep, she will throw a tantrum. Like it's like she knows, okay, I can stay up for like 2 hours when I get home. From school, but if my mom trying to get me to go to sleep 1 hour early, something's off. Yeah, so she knows.
Okay, there you go. See, having a routine. I have another guest that's gonna come on the show next week. And they were telling me how important it was, educating me, telling me how important it is when people are on the spectrum, how important routines are. And they're not just in everyday things, but even in learning, they establish patterns correctly. So what I hear is that Kinsley, she can recognize patterns very quickly. Yeah. So if you getting her to go to bed earlier, in her mind, that pattern's thrown off, and she's like, hold on, wait a minute.
Like, she know the sun is still up. When she know the sun up, she know it's morning. When she know the sun is down, she know it's night. So, you know, sometimes I'll kind of cheat her a little bit, but okay, get in bed. But she'll be like, the sun is still up, so why am I getting in the bed? So, yeah.
Right. So it takes routines. It takes routines. It takes patterns. So any parent out there that's listening and watching saying, you know, how should I do? Establishing those good patterns and those good routines not only will help them to day-to-day tasks, but also get it right now. She's in kindergarten. She's going to go to first grade, second grade. So it's going to help with their academic career in learning from there on out.
And let's not forget, let me throw this in here, Travis. The changes, have that child their favorite snack or toy. Because, you know, by throwing them off, there's a tantrum, you know, but by having that sensory toy or their favorite snack, they can calm down, be like, okay, now I can transition to this and this and this. So just having that extra backup, you know, is very, very, it comes in handy.
That was what I was about to say, that it's not really a snack or toy they're looking for. It's the sensory part of it. It centers. I heard you say that her tablet is her safe place. It's her sensory option that kind of recenters her, because you know, she's like this. Everything's going around, but that centers her. So now she'll listen to you and say, "Okay, Kinsley, do this and do that," because now she's into that safe place again. That's pretty cool. For most parents, when their children begin school, it can be an emotional moment. Now, I don't remember my mom crying when I started school. I don't remember my grandma's school. I think I pretty much remember them saying, bye, bye, get out, gotta go to school now, bye. So for some parents, it can be an emotional moment. You know, they can start wiping them tears. Oh, my baby going to school now. But for some parents, it can be an emotional moment for them when they get in school. What emotions, if you are able to kind of describe, what emotions or concerns, other than ones you mentioned earlier, that you have when Kinsley started school?
Come on, Travis. My emotions was good. You know, I was excited that she was going to an actual elementary school, you know, instead of like a little daycare. You know, I was excited for Kinsley. But Kinsley was happy. You know, she kissed me and told me bye. You know,
she told you bye. She told you bye.
You know, like I said, Kinsley's a jolly, happy kid. So that's nothing that I was worried about. But it's just her verbal. You know, I just wanted, you know, which she's still progressing on, but I just want everyone to be able to understand her. And yes, I need to, you know, calm down, because she's only four. You know, she's only four. But, you know, it's just her verbiage. I just want everyone to be able to understand her. She says she's hurting, or she's hungry, or she's thirsty. Right. I need a bathroom. It's a lot of things going on in my mind while I'm at work. Like, okay, is she saying something that they don't understand? And is she getting the help that she needs?
That's right. So it's more so everybody beginning to understand how Kinsley communicates.
Correct.
So then that way they can begin to say, okay, we understand what her means of communication is, because everyone communicates differently. Doesn't matter who you are, everyone communicates differently. So it's all about establishing that line of communication with Kinsley and with you. That way you know as well, and say, hey, look, you know, she communicated this to us. What, you know, help us to, you know what that means?
Yes.
It could be something new. It could be something that you don't know, because she's in school now. And so now that she's in school, you know, she's going to pick up more information coming into her. So she's communicating differently. She's finding more ways to communicate. And for her discovering different.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ways to communicate not only with her teacher and her new peers, but with you.
Yeah.
With you, your communication with her may change. That means you're going to have to go for.
Yeah, well, no, let's just say she's picked up, I'm not going to say she's picked up a couple of habits that I disapprove of, but let's just say Kinsley has picked up some. She's good, she's been a hit, you know.
She's four, Kim.
She might say a little word here and there. I'm like, oh, did you get that from me or your peer? And I'm like, were you listening to mom when you said that word? I don't know, but.
Oh, they'll pick it up. They're a sponge.
Yeah.
With that being said, did you spend time discussing any emotions she might have as well? Talking to her, kind of emotionally preparing her for school?
Ooh, well, more so of the, let's say, I always study with her. Like, emotions, okay. No, Travis, I'm just always that teacher. I'm always like, okay. Just like last year, I want her above, you know.
Right. Right.
I just want her above. That's me as a parent. I just want her above and beyond. So, no, you know, I prepared her for pre-K, but I kind of prepared her for kindergarten. I just studied with her. Emotions, you know, that will come and go, Travis, because talking to Kinsley, look, Kinsley really don't be paying me attention, Travis. She'll be paying me attention. So, you know,
What you not going to do is throw Kinsley on the bus like that. I got your back, Kinsley. I got your back, girl. What were some of the things that you kind of prepared her for? Like, was it homework?
Okay, I know she already had stuff. Yeah, her writing her name. Of course, ABCs, her numbers. You know, Travis, look, I be on it, Travis. And, you know, I can literally, like, pat myself on the back. She has gotten, what you call it? Like, awards.
She
got awards so far in school that she's above the pre-K level. So that's something very proud of. And her therapist said she still needs to work on her vocabulary and her verbiage. Right. So, you know, that's something that can be worked on, of course, day by day. But, you know, take it a day at a time, Travis.
Absolutely. That's fantastic. Yeah. Great achievement. So I know that had to make you feel good.
Yeah.
I know that had to make you feel good as a parent. I'm all curious about this. I want to revisit something you said earlier about support for Kinsley and support for her and support for what you were trying to do, because you want to try to make sure that the support that you're providing at home is kind of continued in school in some ways. So what support did you find most helpful from the school, the teachers, the family, etc.? What help did you find most helpful? Support you find most helpful?
Like I'm going to say, patience. Because, you know, dealing with a child that has a disability that's on the spectrum, you know, it takes a lot of patience. Because we want them to hurry, you know, and be on our time. But I have to be on Kinsley time. You know, The teachers have taught me that you're doing great as a mother. You know, stop stressing that Kinsley might get her P's and her Q's, you know, flip-flop when she's writing her alphabets. You know, they're telling me that Kinsley is on track. They're telling me that Kinsley is a great student. They're telling me all of these good things, but in the back of my head, I just want my child to succeed in life to the utmost, Travis. And not just because she's on the spectrum, even if she wasn't, I'd still be hard on her. if she wasn't on the spectrum.
Right.
The teachers and her therapists have taught me, you're doing a good job. Just be patient with Kinsley. You know, you don't have to teach her 12th grade level math right now. She's only four. Like, I just have to put in my head, Kim, at four, you don't even remember when you was four.
Is that?
I just need to calm down. Put in my head, Kim, she's only four. I'm trying to figure out what college she's going to, Travis, who's going to accept her. You know, I just patience. That's all patience.
You know what you sound like, Kim?
What, Travis?
You sound like a parent. You sound like a concerned parent.
Yeah.
And all parents are the same way. They begin to start wanting to, you know, it's difficult because we live in a society. Yeah, we live in a society that says you have to compare.
Right.
And you look at something on social media, you look at something on television, and you say, well, my child doesn't know that. Oh, they're 4 years old. And they can do 5th grade math. My child don't know that. Let me teach my child 5th grade math. Let the child be 4 years old and grow. It's a It's called growing for a reason. Growing means a process. Yes. Let the child be processed.
Right.
Well, this child over here, they're 4 years old, and they're writing
a book. They know all their mistakes.
And you sitting there trying to force this child to learn the capital of every state in the United States and the protectorate of Guam and Puerto Rico. And then, well, I need you to learn this.
Right. Overnight.
How about you let him be a child? How about you let him be a child and establish what you said earlier, those routines. And establishing those routines. So when you establish those routines, whatever it is, you also establish those mental routines, those learning routines. And those learning routines begin to establish in their brains, and they could then learn on routines. And everybody's child is different. Every human being is different. So sounds like you're getting some really good advice, and that you're getting some stuff to help you about being patient and just let Kinsley process and be Kinsley. I think every time I see you or I post something, I said, let her be her. Let her be her. She's unique. Let Kinsley be Kinsley.
Yes. If I let Kinsley be Kinsley, Travis.
Ooh. Continue to be the concerned parent that you've been. Kinsley is her own unique and vibrant young lady. So throughout this entire show, we've been hearing Kinsley. She is her own unique and vibrant young lady and just full of life.
Uh-huh.
Guys, we go to the same church. This is not a plug. Well, you know, it's a shameless plug. Refresh Family Church, right? Yeah, so we came to the church. She came to the door Sunday. I gave her a hug. Kinsley saw me, and she gave me a big bear hug. Man, she just gave me the biggest squeeze, the biggest hug.
Yeah.
She is so full of life, so vibrant. And every time I see her, she does that. Where is she right now? Where's Kinsley?
She's in a garage.
Oh, wait. Hold on. All this time.
Now
she wants to be in the garage in the car.
She is in the garage. Come on, Travis, want to talk to you.
Guys, all this time, I know y'all heard Kinsley doing her thing, and now she wants to go get in the car and get in the garage. Go in the garage, get in the car.
You say it, listen.
And this is Kinsley. Everybody, what's up, Kinsley? How you doing? How was your day today?
How was your day?
It was good.
Poor mama.
You got school tomorrow?
No, I go party.
Yes.
You go where?
I go party tomorrow.
Party?
Yeah.
Okay.
You got a party tomorrow. But there you go. Guys,
this is Kinsley.
Okay. I'm going to the party with you, Kinsley. You and I going to the party together. How about that?
I was going to school.
Okay, now you want to go to school.
No, you go to church.
You better say it.
Dynasty wants to go to school.
No, you have a party.
Now you want to go to church.
No, you have a party.
Oh, okay, please. We're going to go to church and to the party. There we go. See? And then we're going to go to school afterwards. Kinsley,
okay,
man, she is a vibrant person.
Very vibrant.
Thank you so much for sharing. Did you hear that? She told you. She told you shit about that party life. Kinsley is a very own, unique, vibrant person and just full of life. What are some of her memorable moments and achievements that she has accomplished that you are so proud of?
Oh, her verbiage, man. Like last year, we caught it early. She was 18 months when she got diagnosed. And before she got diagnosed, I was already, she already had a therapist. And still to this day, she still, you know, she has speech therapy. And man, with her even talking back and forth with someone, that's an achievement yet alone. You know, my child was not talking at all. She did not say mom until she was 2 years old, you guys. Two. She did not call me mom until she was two. So, you know, with her just learning every day, and it's like she's saying words that I did not know that she knew. Because I think I'm such the doctor to her. I'm the therapist. I'm the teacher. I feel like if I don't teach it to her, then she don't know. But Kinsley has taught me a lot. Like, she's taught me, you know, mom, you know, like I'm okay. I'm fun. You know, I have fun at school. She talks about her friends. She talks about school. She loves church. Like Travis said, we go to the same church. And children's church, if I'm not wrong, Travis, Children's Church just opened back up this year, I think in February, February.
Yep.
Ever since then, we've been coming back to church because we, in our church, you guys, we have a children's room in the pews, but Kinsley, you know.
In the sanctuary.
In the sanctuary, but, you know, it's too loud for Kinsley. So, ever since Children's Church has been open, Kinsley adores church. She can't wait to go to church. The teachers love Kinsley. Like I said, we've been coming back since January, and it's only what, April? All the
right,
talk
right
about Kinsley. And you know, that's an achievement itself. You know, just Kinsley's just her growth. Her growth is the biggest achievement that I can honestly say that I'm proud of. Is her growth from 18 months to 4.
So it sounds like what I'm hearing, Kim, is, you know, her social interaction is what you're
that's
proud
it
of.
The word.
You're happy.
Her social, yes. Correct. Because
you're happy about her social interaction.
So many kids on the spectrum, you know, they can have therapists every day, but their social interaction still might be low, you know. But to see my child call me mom, to see my child interact with an adult when they're asking how is her day, she's saying good. She understands. That lets me know, okay, she understands something, you know. And that's big for me. Yeah.
It sounds like it was a concern of yours at first. That's what sounds like.
Of course, like my, you know, I didn't know, like I told you last year, what autism was. But, you know, for her to start talking at two, and that was just one word. Mm-hmm. She was just saying one word. Now she's
right.
Multiple words.
Right.
You can say sentences, but not a... almost a full complete sentence, but I will take that. So
So what I hear, I'm not a doctor. What I hear though, you're proud of her social interaction, but you're also noticing some growth in her cognitive abilities, where she's been able to string words together and form sentences, not just saying single words. Awesome. See, I told you guys, Kinsley, she is what she is, man. She's one of them. All right, but Kim, there's something else about you. You are an entrepreneur.
Yes,
I want to put up some pictures, guys, of Kim. So this right here, what is this all about?
Okay, Travis, let me tell you about this.
Yeah, you got to tell us about this. What's this about Talladega College? What is that all about?
So,
what's in this picture?
So in that picture,
who is this on this picture?
That's me and Kim. That's me and Kim. That is Talladega College. That's Talladega College Autism Awareness Day. And I have a couple of my samples on their table. So let me get into this. Okay. Thank you. Okay. So let me get into this. What I am doing is I'm trying to branch out to universities, airports, hospitals. I'm trying to branch out. I can't say what, Travis, because I don't need no one stealing my idea, okay? But I've been in contact with several universities, and Talladega was the first college to reach back out to me to do some work. And that work, you know, it came with a couple of meetings and me having to go down there. Okay. Me having to go down there and talk to them, okay, about my idea, and for that doctor to even send a response back to me, that was mind-blowing. Like, I'm like, did a college, like, did she just take her time out, her busy schedule, to text me back over just the proposition that I just sent to the college? And, you know, that shows me, Kim, you got to be patient. It's going to take time. You're not going to blow up overnight. You have to take baby steps. And for me to even be on the table of Talladega College, it was amazing. It was amazing.
Look at that. Look at that. You're on the table. You're on the table, and from what I understand, this is when they walk through the front door. They walk through, they see your table to the table with your picture, and you're speaking to this college about World Autism Awareness Month, and looking at your samples and your stuff and your items, and they're giving you time. And you said you realize it's going to take some patience.
Yes,
it's going to take some patience. But you're already cracking the door.
Yes,
you want to do.
Yes. So with that, what's mind blowing is that was Talladega College first autism awareness.
You were the inaugural person.
Yes. And for her to say that,
you were the inaugural.
I was blown away. They was thanking me.
In all the years of that college's been existing, that historical college existing, you did something groundbreaking. So what that tells me is, Kim, regardless of what's going on in our lives, if we stay consistent with it, if we remain consistent, we can do something groundbreaking.
Yeah, exactly.
I wonder, let me just say this to everybody that's listening, because I got to give my public service announcement to everybody. Look real close, everybody. There is something groundbreaking inside of everybody that's listening, inside of everybody that's talking. And I know you may say, well, that's not for me, or I don't know if they'll approve me, or I've already had 1,000 no's. If you had 1,000 no's, you don't need but one yes. And you got your one yes. And now that you got that one yes, you know another one is just right around the corner. You did something groundbreaking. Yeah, that school's been around for years. And it's been around waiting desperately to hear your voice. Something that's groundbreaking. That's incredible. So you do have a business. So
No.
Tell us what you do.
So autism and mommy is an enjoyable but yet accommodating business. Okay. My mission. You want to sit down?
Yes.
Okay. My mission for autism and mommy is to be that helping hand to that parent, but also that individual who is on the spectrum. So when I say accommodating, I mean by having lanyards that say, hey, I have autism, by just having the wristband that says autism, by having these things that notifies someone that, hey, that person is on the spectrum. So let me maybe go over there and see if they need help or see if they need something. When I say enjoyable, I mean by wearing a shirt like me as a parent. As a parent,
it's Jen, fresh gear like I got on.
By wearing a shirt that acknowledges someone that you love or someone that you know that's on the spectrum. Like, hey, I know someone on the spectrum. So therefore, I'm going to rep that person that I love
who is
on the spectrum. So that's what my business is about.
Wow. Fantastic. You got the black t-shirt. I'm sorry. The orange looks better. I'm sorry. The orange looks better. Yo, the orange looks better. I'm sorry. The orange looks better. The black is cool, but this orange, man, is popping, man. The black was cool, but this orange is popping, man. Like, it's a vibrant color of orange. It is so, it stands out. You can see it. I love it. Great design. The shirt feels great, but it's an excellent design, and it's a real cool looking shirt, guys.
Yeah.
Very cool. So I'm going to put the QR codes here, guys. These are QR codes here. This is how they can reach out to you right there on TikTok. I know you're on TikTok. Don't act like you're not on TikTok.
Please don't play. Like y'all not on TikTok. Please.
You know you're on TikTok right now. And there you go. Right there on IG. It's an awesome. I also have your website. I'm going to show your website here. Let's see, can we show it? There we go. I'm going to enlarge it. There we go. And that's your website right there where they can go in and they can begin to purchase items and show support. Just like that. So pretty darn cool. Pretty darn cool, guys. I like that. Awesome. Let me get myself out of here because I'm so large here. Perfect. There, back. Let me ask you a question real quick before we get out of here. Looking back, is there anything you would change or wish you had known differently?
I'm going to say no, Travis, because Like I said last year, I'm a first time mom, so of course I did not know that my child, you know, had the signs. You know, I just thought she was being a baby. She was a baby, Craig. She was 18 months. That's a baby.
No, so, me a girl.
Yeah.
Okay, you're a girl. What can I say to other parents?
Yeah, other parents who may not be aware that their child
be honest with your child's position. Please be honest with yourself as parents. Do not be ashamed if your child has a diagnosis or if the smallest little thing that you see is not correct with your child. Go get them help because you're only going to hurt them at the end. I'm not always going to be here.
Wow.
Therefore, Kinsley is getting the help that she needs. So when I'm gone, she'll be okay. Okay. I did not tell a story to her physician. I answered all no's on her answer sheet. Kinsley was not doing anything as a baby. She was not doing anything. So therefore, me being honest to her doctor helped Kinsley along the way. Or I would just be in the blind, just trying not to embarrass myself or have people in my business.
Right.
I don't care who's in my business. I adore that my child is on the spectrum. I rep it. You know, I wear it. I don't care. You know, I'm getting my child the help that she needs.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, yeah.
Those are some encouraging words, Kim. Parents, don't be ashamed. Get your child the help they need. You may not. You said you was a first time parent, so not only you were a first time parent, you would never know to look for these signs and these. You never know. And there are some parents who may feel their child may need to have a special attention, or don't hesitate. Speak to your physician. Be honest with your physician. Kim, I'm
and
so excited
not alone,
that you was with us.
It's
a whole community. It's a community out there.
You're not alone in this. There's a lot of resources when someone that you love is diagnosed with anything. There's
Correct.
A lot of resources.
Correct.
Do not think that you will have to do it on your own. You don't have to do it on your own. So yeah.
You don't know. You just encourage somebody right there, Kim. You just encourage somebody who felt they maybe at first. You know, you're not the only first time parent. You know, there's other first time parents out there that are listening, or parents who are listening, and you know they may be struggling with what to do, how to say it. But you just encourage somebody right there, letting them know they don't have to do this all by themselves. Guys, I told you this is going to be a good episode. See, you thought I was playing. Kim. Thank you so much once again for being here and joining the show. Thank you, Kinsley, for joining the show.
That's what I'm talking about, Kinsley, partner.
I got to do this the right way, but they will not let me live this down. So, guys, it's about that time. And as always, it's been a real blast. Guys, listen. Don't forget to visit our YouTube page. That's Telling Something Good with a capital T. And as always, guys, you can stream right here each Thursday, 6:30 p.m. Central, 7:30 p.m. Eastern, to listen to the show. Or you can stream it on your favorite streaming platforms like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and so many more. Guys, we got to get out of here. But as always, in parting, if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good. I'm out of here. I gotta go. Peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.